Sorry. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. So we are The Golden Girls, a podcast where we watch an episode of The Golden Girls and then we deconstruct it like the deconstruction of Greece's economy right now.
That's it. That's exactly what's happening.
I'm Anthony Desimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have, I'm so excited, we've been trying to have him on the podcast for a very long time, the very funny Pauly Casillas.
Yeah. Thank you for having Pauly. Me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've been trying
to
do this for a while.
Yeah.
The stars have aligned and.
They did.
I got some time to kill with you guys. So.
Yeah. Like a good hour, I think. The what do you call the show you're doing tonight?
The switch.
You're half right. I'm on it too.
And Genevieve's
on it tonight.
This is coming out like in August, so right. You guys.
If it's before August 5th, that's the next one. Yeah, August 5th.
No, it is. I think this comes out August 5th.
Oh, tonight. Go see us. Anthony will be on this month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This comes out August 5th. Yeah. So
I'll just book you now.
Yeah, just book me now. Yeah. I go out August 5th. Book you Wednesday. Now. and it's at the Crescent Ballroom.
The Twitter name is Crescent Phoenix.
Crescent Ballroom.
Yeah.
So at the Crescent Phoenix.
Crescent Ballroom's a nice.
It's a fun improvised stand-up show.
Yeah.
Everyone should go. And so Pauly, we usually start off by asking our guests, like, what is your Golden Girls like background? How has Golden Girls shaped or destroyed your life?
To me, Golden Girls was on like right before the news. So that's when I knew it was bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Golden Girls would come on and the news would come on and I'd fall asleep for school.
Were you like happy about it? Or were you like sad? Was it like a 4 p.m.?
It's like end of the day winding down. Like my body, my mind knew that we're going to have to turn off right now. So you just watch it and then you just fall asleep to the news.
Right, you just like you start going into REM mode. Your body starts to shut down, and
I'm fresh out the shower in my PJs.
Nice, it's a part of a ritual.
Yeah,
growing up, that's awesome.
You're like, I brushed my teeth with this show many times.
You just have Golden Girl dreams that you can't remember. and so we watched an awesome episode today. It was fun packed. A lot happened really fast, and it's season 2, episode 19. It is titled "Long Day's Journey into Marinara,"
or Marinara. The title of the show doesn't have nothing to do with what happened.
Yeah,
I can't tie it together.
They mentioned Italian food twice, I think.
But they're Italian. Yeah. It's like. Long Day's Journey tonight. It's a Beatles song, right?
Mm-hmm. But is Marinara like a city in Italy? Or?
Marinara is like an Italian sauce.
Oh yeah,
right. And so
yeah,
like,
I had stained many shirts into, with that sauce.
Yeah, like I would say it's a Long Day's Journey into fight.
So like never any possible.
Yeah,
type of, you got the never any possible mentality.
They could have sent Long Day's Journey into possible. They could have been a lot. You know what? Whoever writes for the Golden Girls is a Beatles fan because there's been a lot of Beatle references. They've done Long Day's Journey
into
Night.
It's very rare to find a Beatles fan.
Were they?
they're this group from the 50s, 60s. And so the original air date was February 21st, 1987. So it was 29 years ago now? Or 28?
I was 4.
You're 4.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old.
I was... being created into a human. I was maybe 6, no, 3
you were
months
in the womb.
I was 3 months in a womb. I was in the first trimester when this
you had
was
fingernails.
I had fingernails. I was the size of
your nervous
avocado.
System was growing.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain was connecting to your spine.
I was creating a vertebrae.
You were the size of a grapefruit. Yeah.
When this aired. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do a brief synopsis for the listeners to tell us what happened, what we watched.
All right. Well, the ladies are just minding their own business. And Angela, as you might remember, Sophia's sister from Sicily.
From four episodes ago.
She comes to visit.
Unannounced.
Unannounced.
Rude.
She says she announced in a letter. That's suspect, but we'll get into that.
That's here or there.
of course, trouble ensues. And Rose gets a chicken.
Yes. And nothing good comes from that, man.
Nothing ever could.
From getting a chicken. So the episode, we go scene by scene. And the episode starts off with Dorothy and Blanche are watching the news. She didn't even pay attention to the story on the news because she was like getting off on Tom Brokaw.
Though, in fairness, this is Tom Brokaw in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
But still the boring voice, though.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
I can't do a Tom Brokaw right now, but.
It's just.
That was my lane.
He's just like Tom from Brokaw. Pennsylvania, so he just can't say H's.
Oh.
Yeah, just. Yeah.
Just how does he say, like, hello? Like, hello.
No, at the end of the hello. Of the word.
Yeah, like yeah. He can't. Yeah, it's like it's kind of like at the end of words. Like it's just like I don't know. He speaks normally. It's just like H's is just like he it's almost like he just skips over them. Like he just like you know they're fine.
Right. We need someone telling the news.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brokaw doesn't get me wet. Well, he wouldn't get me wet. That's not my.
That cup of probably tea. Got my mom wet. While I was in
I would
her
not
room.
Kick him out of bed.
So informative.
Right. I would fuck him like in different stages of his life, probably. Just so I can say I fucked Tom Brokaw.
Kidding.
Old Tom Brokaw. Just to say
it. All right. We're gonna go through all like the 80s newsmen. All right, guys, baby Peter Tom Jennings.
Okay. Old Peter Jennings or baby Peter Jennings.
Does it matter?
Okay. It doesn't matter. Would fuck him. So Sophia gets home and she has a new boyfriend. This boyfriend, Polly,
Tony.
Is new. Tony.
Yeah.
Never seen before. He has this Einstein fucking crazy hair.
He looked like Mr. Burns with the mustache.
Excellent.
Yeah. And he's creepy. He's so like creepy. All smiling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy too.
He looks like he was a pedophile, like a pedophile when he was young.
Very predator look on his face.
Predator
yeah,
predator looking. Like he's going to like twirl his mustache and like tie you to a railroad track.
Yeah.
But apparently Sophia thinks he's a catch.
Yeah. He has a car.
He has a car. He has his own hair, his own teeth. License.
Old people with cars. Oh, cars are. that's their life right there. That's the end of it right there. They get their
and
last car.
A non-restricted license at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work at a body shop in a retirement town. Oh, so I see these old people that wreck their car. It's a pride thing. Like they get it fixed as soon as possible because they all gossip because they don't want to be the one with the damage on their car. Like, oh, look at that. The old lady can't drive now.
So they're like high schoolers in that way.
There's like 90. It's like I'm 94 and I can still drive. Like it's a good thing.
It's like they got like they can still jerk off.
Yeah,
like
there's an old. I had to take an old lady home, and I was like, "I'll let you drive me." So she's driving me, and she's just talking shit about how everyone can't drive, but she's in the other lane at the same time and moving cars. It was scary. Yeah,
that is fucking scary. Yeah. Oh my god!
But I could see an old person. That's their freedom, right there.
That's their freedom. That's their livelihood.
Yeah,
yeah, I can get that. And so yeah, so this guy's totally boneable. Like it doesn't. I think that's why he's dating him because he's got a car, and even though he looks like a fucking crazy pedo, he's a catch because he's got all these things.
Yeah,
going for
she
him.
Said he's the Tom Cruise.
That's pretty material.
Of
yeah,
the Miami retirement community.
Into Scientology.
Scientology.
Closeted gay.
Jumps on couches.
closeted gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Super short. And so
he is super short.
He was super short. And they went out dancing and all that stuff. And so Sophia's like head over heels for him. Good for her. But then Rose comes in and she has a chicken. The chicken you mentioned, Genevieve. And it's on a cage, in a cage.
Well, she tries to sneak it by everyone.
Right.
Like, no one's going to notice her walk by with the chicken.
And everyone is like treating her like they're the parents. Like, she's like, you cannot have a chicken, Rose.
Rose gets so much shit in this episode. Yeah. Like, she gets...
She might as well just, like, have just sat there and been taken and dumped on. Because she...
That's what I put. They're tired of Rose's shit. All of them look like they're tired of Rose's shit. They're going to kick her out. And she's bringing poultry into the house.
There was a lot of, like, barnyard references. Like, goats and chickens and shit. Like,
I had chickens when I was a kid. I was a chicken owner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you keep it in your house?
No. They had their own little bin in the back.
Yeah.
And the roosters were assholes.
They should have made like a little outhouse for the chicken, you know?
I recently posted a anti-chicken Facebook status.
And it's not the chicken owners that are the weird ones. It's the lizard owners. Reptile owners, they're like the juggalo pet owners.
The juggalos. Yeah.
I'm going to say like I always watch HGTV and people always, there's always like these suburban people that are like, I want to get some property where I can own some chickens. I'm like, you don't fucking want chickens.
Yeah,
like,
it was they wake up, you could hear the rooster crowing at 7 a.m. And then you have to go clean everything.
It's a lot of work. Tons of work.
And then the roosters, they jump up, they fly up a little bit, and then they use their legs to well you up on your legs.
Right. They're dicks. It's horrible. And the roosters attack you.
Yeah.
They run after you because they're protective. Yeah. Do not own chickens, listeners. No. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Or just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Don't romanticize chickens. I have no problem with chickens. I'm just saying, do your research. Don't just... buy a thing.
Watch a YouTube video about how much work chickens are.
This chicken
is a showbiz chicken.
I will keep a chicken that can make me money any day.
Right. Yeah. You can just go out in the street. That chicken will like make you done. You can go on Ellen. This chicken, right? Like
just buy him feed.
Right. And so this chicken, wins. Like I don't know if it wins Blanche's heart, but after it plays the piano. She brings out like a tiny chicken piano that was ready to go in the hallway.
It had the white picket fence around it.
White picket fence.
Zebra print stage for the little piano.
It was a little zebra print stage and then AstroTurf.
See, the thing is, I thought it was bullshit. I don't think the chicken can play Mary Had a Little Lamb for real because
it was all McDonald.
All McDonald. Well, the camera angle. Was at the front of the piano, so you could see if the chicken was hitting the right keys. So, little camera, Hollywood magic right there.
They didn't show the keys.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those pianos that no matter what key you press, it plays that song.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, because it even put its foot up on there, like, chill out, Elton John.
Yeah. Like, or some crew member had to play it. Like, somebody, like, play it like a chicken would play it.
Maybe that was a robot. Maybe it was a puppet chicken.
No, that was authentic chicken. Those are authentic,
real chicken.
Authentic chicken movements. I know those when I see them.
It was in CG chicken.
No
chicken.
Nope.
That chicken, I want to call it Liberace chicken. Does that work or no?
Does
it? Liberace chicken?
It does not.
Okay, it does not. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. No, all right. Well, I thought it could.
It's honoring him.
Chicken Little Richard.
Little Chicken Richard? Little Chicken Richard.
Little Chicken Little and then Little Richard. I tried too. It's hard.
We tried. Okay. and so, breast oven?
No. Just the timing of that's what we're doing.
Okay. Okay, so
what's Beethoven.
Oh, there, okay. There it is. She killed it. That's it.
The switch, guys. The switch. Right here. Thank you for being a podcast.
Yes. August 5th.
And so
what stuck out with me on that scene is the mafia ties they have and how like casual they were about it. Like, oh yeah, you'll get killed.
Angela,
yeah.
Angela comes, she knocks on the door. Did we already talk about it? The sister comes in.
Yes.
She knocks on the door and she's like, she just shows up out of nowhere. Oh, we already talked about this. Well, where am I? Okay. She's talking about how their family, there was a curse because Italians are known for their curses, yeah. From another family, but they're dead because they ate the sausage that was bad. Why they die from the sausage of food poisoning? Blanche asks, and then she's like, Angela's like, no, they stole the sausage from the Caravelli family. And so, yeah, there's total fucking mafia
undertones. Mm-hmm. Just let you know how hardcore these little ladies are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking that maybe like she's on the fucking run.
She's on the lam. Yeah.
She didn't have time. Right.
See, this is how I see it. I think it's like a way of life. It's like a way of life. It's just like,
that's yes, how casual they are about
someone,
it.
Someone wants to kill me. Someone just wiped out a whole family. It's fine. That's life.
Right.
My life is just, I'm 80. I'm going to go to funerals all the time anyway, so I might as well go to funerals for these people.
She goes to funerals, and she drinks a bottle of Chianti. Yeah. But
her life sounds amazing,
She feeds a goat. Yeah,
well, that's the Italian. I would take the goat to funerals, because, you know.
Yeah.
Funeral's a funeral after you've been to him every day.
Maybe the goat puts on, like, a black suit or something nice.
He's one of the pallbearers, just pulling the casket.
Yes. She like eats the dead person's like fucking shirt off.
He's like, sure, I've known this guy for a while.
Oh man. And so so like, I don't know, you said that you felt like something was up with her not calling or even calling or like, I'm in the country, or like, you know what I mean?
She just shows up. She has two purses.
Instead of one.
Yeah. She has two purses instead of one.
Which is never addressed.
Yeah.
Never addressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time she came to their house, she only carried one purse. And she said she only carries a purse. She never carries luggage because last time she found like a dead midget in her luggage. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a super mafia thing though. It's like, so, to travel light. So, just in case you gotta kill someone and
you
bam.
You gotta kill someone.
Catch a flight.
I think she's like fucking on the DL, dude. Because like, I think she's got some drugs coming over. That's why she had to put her name on the mailbox real quick. Something was fucking up with this woman. Like,
she's gonna turn into a crack house real quick.
Turn into a crack house. I don't know what.
That's what they meant. But she's gonna muscle in on everything.
Muscle in, like, yeah. She's gonna like try to fucking like.
She's gonna get into waste management.
like if this would have gone like even deeper, like Sophia would have been like, we can't let her come in because I cut tie with the fucking Italian mafia a long time ago, and now she's coming and they're gonna come over here and they're gonna fucking kill me. Like, there's just like this, that would have been in a way better episode if they were just like, we gotta like, you know, fucking watch out for the mafia.
But it just feel like it's just like such a casual part of their lives. They're just like, yeah, someone's trying to kill us, but like nothing. It's kind of like that Maria Bamford joke where mm-hmm. when you get old, like nothing's good or bad anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're going to die anyway.
Yeah. They're just like, you know, mafia's trying to kill me, and I got this goat to take care of now. So. And this blonde chick has a chicken for whatever reason.
So yeah, so why would the goat be a problem if chickens aren't?
Right.
Does the goat play the piano?
Does the goat play the piano? Yeah. The goat plays the bell. I actually thought this episode was going to be about Alzheimer's because at the beginning, like, everybody keeps mentioning how she forgets everything. Like, she forgot to write and she forgot Blanche's name. And then I was just like,
oh, silver alert.
And so I was just like, is she losing her mind? And I thought it was going to be like a really sad episode. <'Cause>,
and they're like, nah, her brain's just dying. It's fine.
She just drinks too much. She's starting to write. And then she just passes out and the goat eats the letter. the goat got in the mailbox. We figured it out. So the next scene, they're at the kitchen. It's after dinner. They both Sophia and Angela cook dinner, which I thought was crazy because they bump heads a lot, and like two cooks in the kitchen, it's not good. But they made a successful meal, and everyone fucking liked it. And so
and Rose made dessert.
I tried to write it. Gnurkenplukken cake. And it is a Viking delicacy.
Yeah. Once they found out what cake it was, they all wrote. That's where I wrote, tired of Rose's shit. That's
tired what, of Rose's that's what, fucking yeah. shit, right?
Yeah, that's
what do you guys think this dessert is?
I think it's just like maple syrup.
I think salmon's involved. I think it's salmon.
Fish.
Yeah. Salmon.
A cream.
A cream, yes. Like a cream. Probably pickled onions.
Candy popcorn.
with tree bark sprinkled on
with tree barks and
cheese curds
and yeah cheese curds yeah there's a thick layer of cheese inside. And so everyone's everyone's talking about like how Angela is the whole family's dead.
It's only them two
and how fucking they pretty much offer her to live there, they suggest that she stays in Miami, and then Dorothy says you should stay with us because you're family, and so she's like, all right, I'll move in with you guys.
So fast, yeah. Like it's not even like, I mean, okay, she's in fairness, she's lived in the United States for 30 years before they kind of established that, and then she moved back to Sicily, but she just automatically is like. Okay, right. Fine. Yeah.
And then cool. she's not going to go back and get her stuff. They're going to send for it.
Yeah.
But the only person there is a goat. Is the goat going to pack your stuff?
Probably, like what, yeah.
Who's taking care of this goat? I assume.
That's why goats eat cans. Because
they can
if
make
goat can pack her stuff, that goat can take care of itself.
She just left a bunch of cans.
Like goat ate everything. Don't worry about it.
There's no more. But she probably has like family heirlooms. She wants to wrap up nicely. You know, like it just like I'm just like this woman is on the fucking run. It doesn't make sense how she's just like,
yeah,
you know what? I can't go back to Italy or I'll get murdered. Why don't I just stay here? They killed my goat. Like, they probably left the goat head on her bed while she was sleeping.
Oh, that's so dark.
The goat was the sausages. That's what it was. Yeah.
Goat sausage. No. Okay, and so, yeah, and so then... that's not good for business. Ooh, sorry.
That's okay.
And so then that's when she puts her fucking name on the mailbox. She's so, and then Sophia's like, she's going to muscle in, all that shit. The next scene, Rose is in the living room with Dorothy, and Dorothy accidentally eats a chicken chow. Because Rose leaves it by her. And so that was a funny, but she said it was good. Like, if it's good, fucking eat it.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I mean, know.
She could eat the whole thing.
She just like, starts shoving it down her throat. And Sophia comes in. She starts complaining about her stealing her fucking liver spot cream. Angela stealing her liver spot cream. Angela stealing everything. And
she's wearing a great shirt, too.
Fucking like rainbow. That's my favorite shirt of hers.
Rainbow.
Like
the pockets are rainbow in a different direction.
It's a beautiful shirt dress.
And it's down. Yeah, it's down to her knees. I put that long ass shirt.
It's so doña, like so old, like like lady.
I would wear that. I wish I had that dress.
Just tuck
on.
It into some jeans.
Yeah, I think like a hipster girl would wear it today, just because it's super cute. Like it would be a like.
It looks like a strawberry shortcake shirt.
Now I'm hungry. okay, and so Sophia's calling her a thief and all this shit, and Angela gets home and they've been looking for an apartment, but there's no apartment because there's no perfect apartment because there's no room for a goat. So,
which in Miami is surprising.
Cause right. Because
Cubans keep goats.
Yeah, Cubans keep goats.
Yeah. Jamaicans keep goats.
Jamaicans keep goats.
Yeah. Haitians keep goats.
Hey, everybody has a goat in Miami, basically. Yeah.
So, even Dexter had a goat, I think.
There, yeah. A goat's like, you need like the same square feet as a dog, right? Like, I don't know what was wrong with her. Maybe so she can kill a goat. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's suspect. She's just being picky.
She's just being picky. And so... Angela's really like fucking rude, and she starts talking shit to Sophia about her food. She even threw out Sophia's food that she cooked, defrosted it, and then threw it out. And then like,
oh, she miraculously had chicken made
in, yeah.
After she went house shopping all day.
She served up fried chicken for dinner, which basically was just sitting there cold.
Yeah. Right. I won't eat fried chicken after a half hour.
So she's talking shit about Sophia's food, like not tasting good. Yes, she's serving cold fried chicken to everybody.
Which is an Italian delicacy, fried chicken.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that, yeah. Right. You know, KFC, yeah. Colonel Sanders is a super Italian guy. So that doesn't check out. And so so then Rose comes in looking for her chicken, which probably got out in the past few hours, probably while they were like out looking for an apartment.
The chicken could play the piano. You probably plucked the thing open.
Yeah.
And just made an escape for it. He wanted to go solo.
Right. He wanted to go
cut out
the middleman.
Go to American Idol. Just kill it.
Get a 3X
record deal, yeah. Record deal.
He has a record deal with Columbia now.
Chicane West. No, okay. Okay, and so I also don't understand like why they couldn't figure out that the chicken was not. Like Rose is asking where the chicken is, and then they hold up the chicken and they think the chicken is Count Bessie, the name of the chicken.
Yeah.
Pretty good one. Yeah.
And so they're like, they ask Angela where she got the chicken. She says the garage. And then afterwards, Rose would have been like, did you kill my chicken? And then
they just assumed, jumped to the conclusion.
Like that's
where Alzheimer's comes in. They just could get away with.
She forgot.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe she thought she did kill the chicken.
What chicken in the garage? Was there like?
It was the freezer.
A freezer, a deep freezer.
Right. And the chicken was in Rose's room. It wasn't in the garage.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, I think. I don't know. They sat through a wormhole.
And
like,
who can lose a chicken in a house?
Right.
And she's taking care of this chicken for somebody.
Right.
For like a month. She has this chicken for like a month.
Right. Which is not.
Yeah, because they jumped to 3 weeks in that episode. Yeah.
Right. And so she must have known that the chicken is the pet. If you're living in a house with a chicken, you know that chicken's a pet. Yeah. Right. You don't cook that chicken. And also, if you're living in a house with somebody, you with your sister, you usually find out who her boyfriend is, right? For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Not just like they never mention him and then one day you end up moving in with him. Like she forgets? Is that like was Alzheimer's written out of the story? Because I don't get it.
I think the wrong questions were asked. Are you talking about when Tony comes in?
Yeah, when Tony comes in.
Yeah, so Angela finds an apartment with the roommate.
Right.
Then Tony comes in, mm-hmm. And then they're both like, Tony, because they both recognize him.
Right.
And Tony doesn't see a problem with anything. He just thinks it's a one big coincidence, and he has a big old creepy smile on his face.
And how can he not know that, like, she's her sister?
Yeah,
that's just no question.
The wrong questions are asked. Yeah.
I mean, they have the same dumb wig.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Sophia couldn't have said, oh, yeah, by the way, my sister from fucking Italy is visiting me.
Yeah.
And she's a bitch. Like, you've been complaining.
Or, like, I'm here with my sister from Italy.
Yeah.
And Tony couldn't put it together. Maybe. I put right here that Tony's trying to finesse a threesome.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
I feel like Tony's just, like, fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
Everyone, he has the car.
He has the car.
Yeah. He has the car. And, like, he's just a player. But I think also just... his mind might be going as well. So it's like a combination of him just like...
he just forgets the girlfriends he has.
Yeah.
Like, oh, baby, I forgot.
It's... oh, yeah.
I forgot we were in a thing.
Yeah. Like, everybody just forgets everything in this episode. Like,
it's
pretty
loose. Like, yeah. I'm all about continuity and like, it's just everywhere.
And so the scene after that one was...
well, I put Tony split there because... he was, oh, Angela yeah.
Tony,
like,
yeah, Tony fucking grabs her
the luggage,
shit
yeah,
and takes off.
He
doesn't even fucking stay.
Doesn't, like, wait, your girlfriend's my sister? And he just takes off with his roommate.
Right. Yeah, he's just like, see ya.
Yeah, because I would defend
that
my
guy,
girlfriend over my roommate.
I don't think that guy know he was acting or was in a, like, show.
They were just like, how do we get this luggage off the stage real quick? Tony could take it, too, when they leave.
Or he didn't think they were recording that or that they were going to put that... scene in.
Tony, you gotta move fast and you've pooped in 20 years.
Tony's just trying to get his dick wet is what it is. Wherever he can get it. And he just dumped his... that's dumping his girlfriend he chose.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
I had a roommate and a girlfriend. I wouldn't defend the roommate over the girlfriend. Here, I'm gonna help my roommate move in while you're mad and think I'm banging her.
Right.
Yeah.
So, totally fuck. Tony is just fucking crazy. Scientology.
He's fucking like
Scientology,
crazy.
Man. Scientology, man. Makes you nuts. And so, yeah, but in that scene before that, Rose is super depressed in the kitchen. And she's very sad about the chicken dying and she's playing the piano, the chicken
she's
piano.
She's training chickens. To play the piano.
I'm so all over this place with this. First,
but I was talking about, like, I like the training chickens. We have to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about, like, when they did the roasting the
piano's right there, and she has the chicken in the Tupperware.
In the Tupperware, it's like she's just carrying around the fucking leftovers,
like cremation or something.
Right.
Yeah, she's just playing like,
which technically it is,
like,
a cremation.
Basically like all kinds of. Like royalty-free songs, like she's just like she's playing like Camptown Ladies. She's like sadly playing Camptown Ladies,
the chicken dance. So like I don't get why, like, if she's moping around the house with the leftover chicken, why like Angela doesn't say anything? Like, that's not, I didn't kill your chicken, right? I mean, she's,
well, they don't put her to the fire about it. They just like, oh, it's a thing. You know why?
They don't,
because she can kill him at any fucking minute.
Right?
And she just go back to
fucking
Italy.
Drug lords are out there somewhere.
What are they gonna do? I mean, it's
a Rose chicken. She's been doing shit all week, all 3 weeks.
Rose is like, I'm gonna tell her something. I'm gonna confront her. And they're like,
right.
No, just let it slide.
Just let it slide.
All right,
she does stuff like this.
You're
I like
just
how we're making excuses.
We'll let you keep fried chicken in a Tupperware, a warm Tupperware that you keep bringing into your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It's weird. It's,
I don't get why they don't eat it.
She's like hugging it and crying. Yeah, they should just eat it.
Yeah,
it's not,
well,
like, it's
they put
not
it
good.
Down
when
it's
cold.
It's,
yeah, I'm like, I'm really concerned about this chicken. I'm like, that's like a health hazard. Like,
you
okay,
cold?
Like,
that
how
chicken also,
moldy is that chicken right now?
It's been 4 days.
Oh, chicken's
okay.
Gross,
I'm
too.
Like, that chicken could not have made that much chicken. I'm sorry.
No.
There was, like, 5 breasts on that plate. Like, that should have been a given that fucking, like, Angela pulled out a giant bag of 7-pound chicken that she bought at fucking Ralph's or whatever they had.
The garage.
Miami. The garage, right. Mm-hmm. And so, like... that chicken could not have made that much chicken.
Too many red flags.
Too many, yeah. Like, you guys are it, or they knew that it wasn't the chicken. They're just like, when I give Rose shit, all right, the chicken's gone. She thinks that the chicken's dead. Now we're gonna get rid of it.
They hate Rose so
they
much.
They hate Rose so much in this episode. They make her think the chicken's dead. And then they're like,
they're fuck her and her chicken. I don't want that chicken in the house anyway.
Playing old McDonald that long, keeping us awake.
Chicken stink too. you can't potty train chickens either.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. No, they just poop everywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Okay, and so, so yeah, so then the next scene, Blanche is making them fruit or something. Yeah, she's like
fruit salad.
Fruit salad for everybody. And Sophia comes in and she's super pissed and she's like, I called Tony and Angela's with him. I heard laughter in the background. They've been fucking all day.
Yeah.
Like they've been day fucking.
She's like, I can hear their fuck fog like rolling in the background. I can
smell the sex through the phone.
That's their fucking.
like he was having like a normal conversation with her and they just started fucking for like 20 minutes like in the middle. He just like forgot.
Oh, right. She's like, oh, is that my sister on the phone? And then started trying to give him a hand job to get her sister jealous.
Who knows? She could have been fucking him. You know, there's been
I think there's no question. I think she was definitely fucking him.
Right.
Well, you don't just room up with the guy.
I think
Tony's dick's too good is what it is. It turns these girls crazy.
He can drive you to a Walgreens. He can drive you to a movie theater. He can drive you to a Benihana.
To Benihana, so you get stabbed in the back.
Driving to get your prescription.
His scripts. Maybe because Tony looks like a goat. She's like, I'm going to fuck this guy. Man. Okay.
He does look like a goat.
He kind of does look like a goat, I would say. Like a crazy goat. And also, like, do you think that she fucks goats and that's why she needs a goat? I think it's plausible. I think
it's hard to do. I think
I'm not gonna rule it out, but I agree. I agree with Polly. I think it is hard to fuck a goat.
Unless you're a guy. In my
experience, I think it is pretty hard to
fuck. She's getting fucked by the goat.
So and she the logistics would just lay there. I mean, she would have to like position herself in a
Unless you're like a man where you could just get oversized rain boots and you put the hind legs in the boots with your legs.
Right.
Goat can't go nowhere.
She could just lick the goat's butthole.
That's not very hygienic.
It's not very hygienic.
You'll get like, you'll go septic.
It tastes like goat milk though.
She is obsessed with goats. Yeah, tastes like goat milk. I think she's too obsessed with goats. She wakes up, feeds the goat, who knows what, right? And then she goes to, she wakes up and ends her day with the goat. She gets drunk. She's doing something to goats. I'm sorry.
Right, come here. Let me play with your little dick. All drunk.
Play with your gut dick.
Starts poking it with the empty bottle of Chianti. What do we got going on here? What's this set up here?
She ties like empty Chianti bottles on its neck.
We're in a village. No one's in here.
She's like, I've had a husband 30 years. You got me back up.
It's just you and me. Everyone's dead.
Just put goat feet all over her body.
Lick it.
Put on your girl suit.
So of course she'll fuck Tony in a heartbeat.
Right. She's been fucking a goat for 30 years.
Like, baby, listen, Tony is probably cool with bringing a goat into the relationship. Sure, bring your goat. We'll fuck him too.
I'll make us cheese afterwards. Yeah. Fine.
Goat cheese.
When she said there's no room for a goat, she meant in her bedroom.
In this pussy.
In this pussy. Okay, so fucking Sophia goes to their house.
Well, first off, she states that she's gonna kill her.
She's gonna fucking kill her sister,
and no one stops. Like, hey,
I heard a goat in the background. They're fucking.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fucking kill her.
It does sound like a lady laughing.
That was a goat laughing, not. Your sister's not here. I'm watching this fucking goat.
She's like, Vita, Tony, I brought a goat for us to play with.
You cheated on me with a kid.
What if that woman was a goat turned into a woman?
Tony was a shapeshifter.
A shapeshifter? She was an animorph.
He got in some shit with the Haitians. I don't know. He's watched True Blood a lot.
Like, okay. Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm a goat.
I gotta tell you, I gotta come clean,
dude. I'm a bad guy. You don't want to get mixed up with me. You don't want to get mixed up with the likes of me. Things happen and changes happen.
The grass is not always greener because I eat it. Because I eat the grass.
Hey, you want to play King of the Hill? You want to see my Billy Goats cross?
But side note, goat compilations on YouTube are extremely my shit. I like watching I like watching goats jump around. It's the greatest thing. Yeah. Goats jump everywhere. It's so adorable. Have you
seen where that goat jumps on the aluminum? That's the most fun. They're like having so much fun.
I want a pygmy goat if I were to have land.
By the way, I don't have my phone in here, but I'm like, all right. Goats jumping on aluminum. Yeah. I'm like that's like a running thing in my head right now.
Okay.
All right, I'm saving that. I'm gonna save it for a sad day.
Goats jumping on anything. I've seen goats jump off llamas.
Oh no way. Yeah. Oh,
but there's that vine of the goat where it's DMX's Party Up and he's just jumping with the beat and he just jumps off a goat another llama or a llama.
Great. I like the goat screaming.
Oh yeah, that too.
They just scream.
Their eyes are the creepiest thing.
They are and bugged then,
well, that's why, you know, they're a symbol for Satanism. They're just creepy.
Oh, you think Angela's a Satanist? Oh,
Satanist?
Oh shit.
Yeah, she's all goth.
Oh shit. She's killing people.
On a pentagram. Tony's all spread out
I
on
hope
a pentagram.
She's not, I know. Front fucking a goat. Cuz then she has to look into his eyes.
I hope she is. Yes, well, if the goat's dead, you can pretty much just fuck it, you know, any position, you know.
Oh wow.
Well,
okay.
You know, maybe she likes a fight. Maybe she's into the struggle.
Goat fights and then sex.
All right, we're googling goat fights after this.
Okay, we're googling goat fights. Okay, and so Sophia is gonna kill her. And so she goes to his apartment.
But she'll be back for Wheel of Fortune.
But she'll be back for Wheel of Fortune. That is very important.
Which tells you her mindset. She's a sociopath.
Yeah.
No empathy.
No empathy.
She doesn't care about killing her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's willing to miss Jeopardy.
Because
we all know Jeopardy becomes on before Wheel of Fortune.
She's going to be watching it at the house as she's murdering them. Not gonna miss Jeopardy for you, bitch.
I might miss hard copy. Some stabbing time.
A current affair. I think a current affair.
Yeah.
In the triangle.
Yeah. Unsolved mysteries.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's late at night. Is that late at night? Annie?
Was that later? 89. This is 87.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to watch
Unsolved Mysteries.
I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries all the time when I was a kid. I'm so freaked out.
I loved it. It was great.
I'd be like, oh no, I know that guy. He goes to my church. He's a murderer.
They never found her again.
That and Cops was my shit.
Well, Cops is the best.
It's the best reality show ever.
Unsolved Mysteries made it sound like it was sci-fi. Kind of like aliens fucking took
over. Oh, yeah, aliens could come at any time.
Like, yeah.
Where
just
is
like,
he now?
Could it have been from the sky?
Now you could just Google somebody and you find them.
There you go.
Their mystery not solved.
Yeah. DNA kind of like, which makes a... There's a DNA mention in this episode as well.
Yeah, like Blanche says that sisters are biologically supposed to fight.
Combative.
Yeah. And then Rose says, it's in the DNA it's in the double helix DNA strand that makes the genetic for sisters to fight.
Which for a second, her aloofness is washed.
Right.
And you think, oh, well, there's something behind
that
dumb face that Betty. No.
Isn't everything you fucking do in your DNA? Like, I didn't think that. Like that's specifically there's a sister strand like that makes you fight.
But then where does she references
the love flow, which then it makes it not hold real validity.
Right. I don't get my science from the love
right because the Lander sisters were tested on by tested on that means probably
I'm kind
someone
of
showed them their dick
that the love boat had a DNA storyline.
Was that a true episode? That I was skeptical. That they made it up.
I don't think any of us have watched The Love Boat. I think we all have an idea of what The Love Boat
they
just is.
Thought, like, they don't care what The Love Boat. They'll probably believe it anyway.
It's just like people wearing paisley and fucking in the sea.
That sounds great. Like that a sounds soap opera.
Wonderful. Just let that
Anything
happen.
Anything could happen on the high seas. Murder.
there was a bartender that would wink, I think. There's probably a lot of winking on that show.
There was a lot of winking. There was a lot of...
Winking is an 80s thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Winking is definitely 80s. 90s, that's when it became really pedo.
But if it, yeah. Oh, well, it's like the like 70s were... That was like a really... Okay, I think 70s and 80s were like very tropical, like, decades.
Like, the deco is tropical because of the colors.
Yeah. Right. I feel like...
Everyone was really happy.
Everybody discovered, like, printed palm trees.
Everyone was like, all right, I can wear a cap and hat, and I can have two buttons.
Cigarettes and coke isn't going to kill me.
Yeah,
it'll kill me later.
And then when the 90s and science and technology, I was like, well, this is bad for you. That's bad for you. And then everyone just got
like,
sad.
Like, when you were high in the 90s, you just came down.
And coke's bad for you? Shit.
Nope.
Coke is so much fun.
We were never really even
Coke's
on a boat.
Bad for you, but you can dye your hair with Kool-Aid, so it's okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. I love the joke where Sophia comes in. She's like, "You can run, but you can't hide." And then Angela's like, "Run! I can hardly walk." And then Sophia says, "Yeah, rub it in."
Which there was a pause,
right,
with the audience.
Good.
And the actresses were great right there because they wait for the audience.
They waited
to pause.
For the laughs.
They knew the beats right there.
Like, guys,
I watched a sketch
this
the other day.
This is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they knew the joke was going to work.
The pause was just, the subtext of the pause was like, from fucking.
Right. From fucking a goat.
And she's in a pink bathrobe with a handbag.
Yeah.
Which is probably, has a gun in there because she knows her sister's coming for her. Yeah.
Or in drugs.
Oh, she definitely is.
Probably a can for a goat.
Probably a couple $1,000 in cash because she needs to get going soon.
Right.
Euro, some Chianti in case she has to go back.
Right. All right. And some fried chicken.
And bleach and for the hair. Bleach her hair.
There is probably some fried chicken in there.
She's got Tony's dick in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's in the bedroom. And so so then they start fighting, and they do this. When they fight, they say...
they curse each other.
They curse at each other, yeah. And they say, like, may you... this is my favorite one. It's like, may you confuse your shampoo for preparation H, and your head shrinks like a mushroom.
I like the one where she says, may your mustache hairs grow opposite direction and fuse in with your nose hairs. Because I've seen that on an old person.
Oh, no way.
It's, yeah.
Happens.
No way. I've seen an old person's head shrink because of preparation.
Just long strands of hairs everywhere on old people.
I've heard jokes of preparation age, like getting in your face from like eating ass. And so I just thought of like, Sophia eating ass.
Just trying to remove the bags from her eyes.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. If you eat ass, you will not have bags under your eyes.
Well, just eat ass with cucumbers
on
your eyes.
That's the beauty tip that you can take away from this podcast.
if you
toss some salad, you will
look beautiful.
Throw
some prep H on there.
Yeah.
But might as well. And then you'll have beautiful, beautiful eyes. No circles whatsoever.
Beautiful ass-eating eyes.
Beautiful symmetric shit-eating grin.
And so they make up. Vito comes in. He's like, what's all the ruckus or whatever? And then they make up. He says, you're the only woman for me. Yeah. And then,
oh yeah, sweet talks her.
Yeah,
Tony's dick is too good. They just let him slide with everything.
And why would you?
You know, you're the only one for me,
right?
They're just like, his sister's right there, and it's that's kind of. I don't know if his sister's getting dicked down because she would have been like, "Motherfucker, you just ring me right now."
You just fuck me goat style.
I don't know. I feel like she's more on board with like a casual relationship. She's like, "Live with you, it's fine."
But
good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's open to like, oh yeah, go fuck your other little girls, but you want that good goat fucking, you come see me.
She's like,
They yeah, just like him because of his fucking prep age eyes that he gives.
They all share his car.
They share his car.
The goats in the back.
The goats in the back. And he gives everyone prep age eyes. prep age eyes. That's what all the kids are doing. And then they're like, yeah, whatever. All hugs, everyone. Why? And then like, and then the woman comes out, whatever her name, the cleaning lady, yeah, quote unquote.
The tall, she's tall. That's she's not Tony Styles.
She is very tall.
Yeah.
She's very tall, and she's very, like, innocent looking to me. She was just like,
she does the Mr. Belly, like, what's going on here?
Hey, yeah, yeah, what's going on? And then her one line was like, I thought I was the only woman for you. And then she just
storms up,
owns it, because it's her only line in the
she
show.
Starts with she's, little, she's, with her hand in her hair and with the hanky in it,
right?
And just
super exit dramatic stage left. Exit stage left. And then
yeah, she goes back into deeper into the apartments,
right? She
and Angela didn't know she was there.
Yeah, how can you fuck like another woman while you're
wasn't Angela girlfriend? Saying like who's that too?
Yeah, she didn't know. So she crawled out of like the window, or crawled in through the window, or she's a goat. She could have been a goat.
Tony,
I think they could have been like, they could have known each other for like hours, and she's just been like, "Who's that?" That's the benefit of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, she just, no one knows who anyone is.
And Tony's just reaping it all in.
Yeah,
like, they forget they're here.
And so I think he wanted a foursome. He was like, maybe this shit's gonna go down right now.
He should have just opened up his robe like, oh, and then see what happens.
They just start sucking him off.
No, I mean, he could have, like, something didn't happen. Like, yeah, if something didn't happen, he could have just been like, oh, whoa, oh, I'm what senile.
About this? What about this? Opens robe.
Because Tony's full, a swinger.
Full hard on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right.
All right.
They take their dentures off and just.
Yeah.
Starts and Tony's the only one with real teeth on in there.
The three he has ladies.
A
hard
on. He's got boxers on. Just says, I have a car. I'm a car, bitches.
Oh man. And so they start kicking the shit out of them with their purses, because they're on hand.
Both. Oh, is that why they gave her the purse?
That's probably why they gave her the purse.
You gotta beat him with the purse. Well, how am I gonna walk in with the purse?
Props was just like, just carry this. Just carry. You don't know where to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, the next scene there is the last scene. They're in the living room or the kitchen. I think the kitchen.
Well, then they walk in on Rose playing it with their nose. That one, is that it?
Oh, that one was a while ago. Okay. I totally messed up. I totally forgot about that. There's an earlier scene where Rose is playing the piano with her nose, and she's trying to
train other chickens
to do it.
The classic 80s, my pet is dead, what do I do? Replace it with another pet.
It wasn't even her pet. It was someone else's pet.
Where did she even get those chickens? And, like, is she going
to
return them from Cubans?
Cubans.
The Cuban chickens.
She just plays with their Cubans. She plays dominoes with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Domino's a very Cuban thing to do. Yeah,
yeah. It's your beach friends.
Yeah.
They're beach friends from before. And so they discovered the chicken was there the whole time. I don't know, it went on a break, went for a ride somewhere, hung out with the goat. Who knows what happened, right? The chicken I think
the chicken fucked Tony.
Yeah, also, the chicken was at Tony's house.
It's strange because the chicken came back when Angela came back. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Maybe she fucking took that motherfucking chicken. She's like, this is gonna make me money. She's a hustler. Because
she's always trying to muscle in on stuff.
Yeah. Muscle in on shit.
She's a
3 weeks she was living with that chicken.
I'm gonna take this to Atlantic City.
Yeah, Atlantic
make
City.
Make a million.
Headlining.
Yeah.
Fucking Count Bessie. Fucking.
Yeah. That would make sense, because otherwise they'd have chicken shit all over their house.
All over the house.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Plot twist.
Okay. And so then they make up. Sophia gives Angela some a necklace. Pearl necklace. A pearl necklace that her mom gave
like
her.
Like a literal pearl necklace.
Yeah. Like she jizzes on her.
Take that back to Sicily.
Since Vito can't jizz on you, I'll give you a pearl necklace.
Just myself. Like mom gave me.
Just like mom gave me for confirmation.
Yeah.
Here, here's something white. Yeah. For Jesus.
All right. And then I think the Dorothy says something like, why don't you move in until we can find you another place? And then they're like, Dorothy, can I see you for a moment? And then
in together in unison.
Yeah, in unison. And then they take her out to the side.
And she's so much taller than them. Where did she get her height from?
She from the dad, I think. The dad was tall. No, I don't think he was super tall. He was like medium height.
She looks like she's 6'3". And then
she's like 6'4". Or
in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she is a beast. She's a beast. Okay, well, I think that's all. I think we did it, guys.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank
old
you.
Old lady's getting strange.
Tony's just laying the pipe everywhere.
Laying down that hard pipe.
The dirty dick Tony.
Well, thank you, Polly, for coming.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. This is great. You brought pizza and wine.
Mm-hmm. Rex. As, oh, the chicken
Rex
wine.
Rex Goliath. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it ties in, doesn't
ties
it?
Ties into this. Yes. We bought chicken wine. Genevieve did. Oh, man. And pizza, Italian.
Yeah, there you great go. Artisan pizza.
And so.
Well, can we mention the name or are they not sponsoring?
Oh, Pomo?
Pomo. Pomo, Pomo, Pomo. That's what I like to call it.
Well, let them know you sponsored it.
Yeah.
Or you mentioned it.
Give us money, Pomo.
Or at least a pizza.
Pomo estás. that's when they serve tacos. And so this comes out August 5th. We usually ask for you to promote your show, but that show, The Switch, is where you should go.
Yeah, we already promoted. I'm a professional. We already promoted it.
We already promoted it.
I already found a way to shoehorn it in.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, shoehorn away. It's all good.
The Switch and at Crescent. It's probably at 10 o'clock.
Probably at 10 o'clock.
You two are on it.
Yay. Mm-hmm. And where can people find you online?
Polly Pelly Grosso on Twitter. Polly can see us on Facebook. The Switch Comedy on Facebook. Grindr.
No. Growler.
Growler.
Bears. Or bears. Okay. Yeah. Yay. And Genevieve, you're going to be...
All right. August 22nd, I'm going to be at Arizona Event Center with a few people. A few fine, funny folks for Three Shades of Funny. So look out for that.
Three Shades of Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I'm the lighter shade, if you could not tell from
is
my
it really
voice.
Like a white and a Mexican and a black person?
Yeah, it's a Mexican.
Oh,
what?
So
yeah.
It's the black face, brown face, white face show.
God damn. Who's running the show?
Danny Serrano? He's the medium shade.
Let's just like make a show, like an audience feel really awkward about like
I think
race.
I think me and Tom Sims and Cass McPherson are the lighter shade.
So we're going to break into the white portion of the show.
So it's like a normal show in that sense in Phoenix because there's white and black and Mexican people.
It's like a Neapolitan show. It's pretty fun.
It goes into an urban show at night.
You should be pink then. Just dress really pink and be like, I made a Neapolitan. Or not.
I think I'm the vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yay. Go to that. And where can people find you on?
I am at Genevieve Rice on multiple networks, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on Periscope. I'm not posting anything because I'm afraid of Periscope. People have posted my sets and I find out about it later.
I have.
Yeah, you have. And
that's not cool. Anthony.
I know.
I mean, I knew it ahead, and I was just.
I do things that aren't cool.
I'd be insecure about someone trying to periscope a set.
I periscope a whole show.
But it was fine. It was. I think most of the set. I didn't really do a real set. I was just like, hey, I brought cupcakes, and I was like, hey, drunk people, try my cupcakes. That was like my entire set.
Right.
So if you guys want to watch that, You
it's
can,
probably gone. Well,
on August 5th, it's going to be gone.
Which is yeah, good.
Yeah, probably disappears. The better. Yeah. It just disappears from it's the just kinda world. Sketchy. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't watch anything old.
The internet is fleeting. That's my point.
It's fleeting. And then I am at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be headlining Bikini Lounge on August 8th. That is a bar in downtown Phoenix at 10 o'clock. It's a raucous good time.
There are multiple paintings of naked women.
And there's multiple people who might want to give you drugs without knowing.
But you can buy a $6 Hendrix gin and tonic there. So...
so there's that
and bring cash.
Yes.
The podcast has a Twitter also. It's at TiffBab. Is thank you for being a podcast as an acronym TYFBAP. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ thank you for being a podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, or any other platform you use to listen to us today. The next episode, if you are following along, is season 2, episode 20, entitled Whose Face Is It Anyway? All right, everyone, have a beautiful day or night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.